It is the weekend. I've got Leon, I've got Adam, I've got Andy. I am John. Hello to everyone. I hope you enjoyed. If that is the way, the weekend's football. But can we enjoy this nonsense, this slop that we're being served up every week? That is the main question, because there's plenty of people having plenty to say on it. So the esteemed gentlemen are going to give me their takes on is footy rubbish. There's a lot going on. So Chelsea versus Arsenal, or Arsenal v Chelsea, should I say, was the flagship game of the Barclays Premier League at the weekend. But it all boiled down to bundling in corners, and the home side managed more than the aways. And Arnest Slot says most of the games I see are not a joy to watch. Adam, would you agree with our esteemed fellow bald man?
The biggest thing I'm worried about as far as that quote's concerned is the fact that I presume Liverpool matches are the most that he watches, so if they're not enjoying, like, if that's what he's not
enjoying.
Well,
he said that before, where people have complained about the style of play, he's like, you're not, yeah, you're yeah, not telling
you're
me
not wrong. Yeah.
I'm going to watch him train as well.
Watching a lot more than you. So I think he is right. Yeah, I think I am generally of the opinion that it's all Mikel Arteta's fault, and okay, I'm happy to lay it at
it's
his door.
Him early. We'll explore other hypotheses, but let's start with that one.
I just think that he kind of realised that he wasn't going to get anywhere by playing nice football, because Liverpool were better at it than he was, and Man City were better at it than he was. So he just bought a load of defenders and defensive midfielders, and was like, "We'll just concentrate." Well, the second that, I was about to say montage, I don't mean montage, what do I mean? The big painted on the wall. Mural. Like the second that mural of the set piece fella outside the Arsenal ground went up on the wall, football was doomed from that moment onward. So Arsenal, just as a concept, I'm blaming for what's going on with the football. Mm-hmm. Because it did they have become set pieces FC. That's all they're about. That's all, like, someone was saying on one of the shows recently that when they were at a game and Arsenal fans, basically, if they didn't score from a corner, they were a bit like, well, what do we do now? We're just going to wait for another. Like, it's so dull. It's so dull, John, and I can't be arsed with it. And it's not just bitterness because Liverpool aren't doing very well. It's just not fun to watch. And it's also infuriating because referees are just letting players get away with whatever the hell they want. And then sometimes they won't, but you don't know when. What's going to happen? Throw a roll of the dice. Are you going to get the... Like, when we scored, I was expecting it to be disallowed because Joe Gomez was sort of backing into the goalkeeper a little bit initially in one of the goals. And it wasn't. It wasn't disallowed. And I was like, oh, well, that's nice, but next time it might be. And so it they have made such a pig's ear of this whole thing because they're so desperate to not take away the referee in the middle's autonomy. So the VAR is basically going, I mean, there's about 10 fouls in there, but the ref said it's all right, so we'll just let it go. And it's just killing the sport for spectators, I think.